Remember clearly, plenty of snow on opening day sometimes.
Our telephone number, 248-848-1130. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Tom Izzo story that kind of got big today about maybe coming on to be the Pistons head coach and whether or not you want Tom Izzo. I'm against Tom Izzo with the Pistons for a couple of reasons. Mark is with him. He would love it, the idea of Tom Izzo taking over the Pistons. So we're trying to find out.
For a couple of reasons.
Whether people, fans here in town would like Tom Izzo to be the next Pistons head coach.
Hey, we haven't mentioned it yet, but we are live streaming right now on our website, parkerandtheman.com. You can always go to the premiersportstalknetwork.com. We are live streaming. You can watch the show as well as listen to the show. And who doesn't want to see these two gorgeous human beings in one room together?
Unbelievable. I had friends from all over the country last night. They all sent me texts and emails. They're like, dude, I watched the show. I couldn't believe it.
WDFN.com. You can always hear our shows after they're done. And hit us up on Twitter and Facebook as well. 248-848-1130. Let's go to Bryant in Pontiac. You're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I wanted to chime in on the Detroit Pistons head coaching situation.
Yes.
I don't think Coach Izzo would take the Pistons position like you guys probably talked about. I think Izzo, he wants so much control. I don't think ownership is going to give him the player personnel move that he probably will like. A person like a Pat Riley probably can have that, or Phil Jackson. That's only for a select few people. And then that GM for the San Antonio Spurs, his name is R.C. Buford.
Right.
I think a good coach for the Pistons, they should give him a strong look, is Lionel Hollins. He took that franchise from the gutter and put them to Western Conference finals. What do you guys think about Lionel Hollins, the next Pistons coach?
Well, that's a good name. I mean, he's out there. It's funny that him and George Karl both had, Mark, outstanding years, and neither guy had a job this past year.
You went to the Western Conference Finals, Lionel, but you had a chance to hire him, and you didn't.
Yep. Something is not right there.
Lionel Hollins wanted the Pistons' job, and they hired Maurice Cheeks instead.
There's something there, though.
And I mean, then when Maurice Cheeks
there was something that just probably didn't, and I don't know. I'm just saying, nobody wanted him. There were jobs open in his
resume.
Well, he
was bad-mouthed leaving Memphis.
He must have been.
I'm just telling you that they had the chance to hire Hollins. And
twice. Mark.
Look, Tom Gorris is a Spartan. He can give Tom Izzo whatever he wants. He's not held to protocol. Do whatever he wants.
He's not. First of all, I just think that's a big guess, and I get it because of the MSU connection and what Dan Gilbert went trying to convince Izzo to go. And I get it. Tom Izzo, if you're going to take an NBA job, you want to have a guy who's jockeying you, saying,
absolutely.
Oh, Tom Izzo, you're so great. You see me? Oh, Tom Izzo, you're so great.
Robert Lee Parker Jr. likes that. Everybody does.
Everybody likes that. I get it.
Tommy in Detroit, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man of the Fan again.
How you doing, Rob?
Good.
The Man, Mark.
Mark, yes, yes. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right,
Tommy.
Well, I called y'all on the other station that you were on that one night that Rob was on there.
The one night I was on.
Oh, when I had the solo show at the other place.
Yeah.
We had our reunion show there.
Oh, I thought you was goofing about how many shows I missed at 97.1. No. Talk about the one show I was on. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
The one he was just previously at.
Okay, I got you.
Tom Izzo has no experience in NBA. He's taking a real big chance. And you talk about his coaching style. Is it going to mesh with the NBA player? And we know that the Pistons, they're looking for a home run. And I don't think Tom Izzo is that home run.
I'm with you. I totally agree. I think it sounds nice. People in this state, I get it. You know what I mean? The hometown guy. The Knicks just got hook, line, and sinker on a money grab by Phil Jackson. You know why? Phil Jackson played for the Knicks. Phil Jackson was the last one who won a championship in 73. And you know what they did? They needed a big name. Phil Jackson has never been GM. I'm against that, Mark. Go read my column at theshadowleague.com. I said Phil Jackson has a better chance of being an NBA's Matt Millen than he does of winning a championship for the Knicks.
I know.
So I'm not buying it just because a guy has a name or a reputation.
No, he's got a truckload of rings.
Right. Everybody. Right. And that's what they fell for. But
the bling.
Matt Millen had what, Mark, when he came in town? What do you have?
He had five.
He had four rings. He had four rings. So
he stole once. It was five.
Right. So, but I'm with you. I'm not buying the Izzo.
He ripped off a ring.
Tom Izzo situation for the Pistons. I think it's a mistake. I just think it's a mistake.
continue on having a great show, and hopefully you're on for many years.
All right, spread the word, Parker the Man. Thanks, back Tommy. On the fan. Appreciate it.
What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you?
Oh, man, I can't believe this. Talking to Pistons, you know, this ownership goes. It's like they can't even throw games right.
No, they can't. Nobody's throwing games, but even if they could, they didn't throw them right.
Well, they're going to win some games, man. Come on, you guys are kidding yourself. Nobody throws games.
Come on, they got to get Larry Brown back or the opposite and lose the right way.
Oh, lose that, do you?
Hey, come on, Casey. You got to give a shout-out to the big 20-point win over the Jazz last night. They shot 55. Hey, let me tell you something before you go crazy here, okay? Another 26-44. Shot 55%. Out-rebounded the Jazz by 20, hit 53% on triples. They had balanced scoring, stuck in AD with 19. That's how they're supposed to do this. If they would do this more often, I know Utah's terrible, even with Trey Burke at 15 points last night. But still, I'm giving the Pistons a little love today because they finally won a Western game on the road against someone other than Sacramento.
Why would you want to give this team any love? You heard that thing about...
I'm being facetious. I'm kind of joking, but whatever.
I mean, you know, Pistons fans are literally getting dry humped here. Their slogan should be, go ring the twerk, go ring the twerk.
Going to twerk.
Going to twerk. Look at you. Unbelievable. Casey,
like
very
that.
Good.
Yeah, guys, you know, I'm gorgeous. I'm going to the Miami game, and I'm going to see the Bad Boys. You know, Joe Dumars should not be booed. Tom Gorris, you know, David... Stern if he shows up at the game.
You know what? If people boo Joe Dumars, shame on them. And I'm going to say this for one reason. This organization has three championships, and whose name is on all three of them? No other player can say that. And I think you could be disappointed. You could want Joe gone. He's not the Pope. And I get all that. But this guy's helped this organization win three championships, the only three that it has. And I think that would be wrong.
Well, Darko Milicic and Scott Hastings are on those championships, too.
Yeah, and look, we all know bad moves.
Dude, he won an MVP. Oh, come on, in the NBA Finals. Stop it.
All right, but he shouldn't be booed for the transgressions because he didn't have Davidson's ear for these last couple of years.
We all know. I know. I mean, I'm glad that
Casey... Davidson's ear has been not available for the last couple.
It's been embalmed. But KC, you're absolutely right, and you know that. His wife didn't want to really deal with it, right?
Thanks, KC.
So there's a lot of stuff out there. I'm just saying, don't forget what the guy's done here. That's
look, I mean, we're just starting, and we've done this on the podcast kind of a lot, but it is 6 years. We know it now. I mean, we've seen the act. We saw it with Michael Curry, 2 years of John Kuster, now, you know, 2 years of Al Frank, and now the 1 year of Mo Cheeks and John Lawyer. So it's a long time. It's 6 years. We get that. And 6 years, Pistons fans are not happy.
And rightfully so. That's not the issue. It's not the issue. People have a right to be upset, the team. We know that we saw what happened when that place, Mark, and we lived it. Because when we were working and doing a show and trying to give away Pistons tickets, when Tom Wilson was running the show, do you remember what people used to say when they would call up?
Nearly. Do you have anything else?
Do you have anything else? You have a pizza or a T-shirt?
We'll take something else.
Do you remember?
Yeah, we've seen it go from this to that to this. There's
right.
No doubt.
So we saw it, and then Joe took over, and then things went.
Well, you keep using that as an example. My example of the other way is I once went to a Piston game where 22,000 showed up, and there was no game on the floor. It was in San Antonio, and 22,000 were at the Palace watching
that?
On television.
Absolutely, Mark. That's a great point. It's a great point. All right, our telephone number, 248-848-1130. Looking for your input on Tom Izzo. Would you like him to be the next Piston coach?